Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight, producing a wide range of temperatures early this morning, from the single digits in some spots to the teens in others, and even lower to mid-20s in yet other locations. So either way, it's cold, but some places colder than others this morning. Some high clouds are beginning to stream in from the south and west, and we'll have some filtered sunshine to begin the day. And with a mix of sun and clouds and a southwesterly breeze developing this afternoon, temperatures should climb quickly back through our morning lows through the 20s and 30s, with high temperatures by mid to late afternoon in the upper 30s and lower 40s. High pressure will continue to dominate the weather, keeping it dry today and into the night tonight. We'll drop back toward the upper teens and lower 20s for overnight lows. Some sunshine to start the day on Friday, then as that high departs, clouds will increase and thicken by the end of Friday afternoon. Once again, high temperatures will reach into the lower 40s. This will set the stage for the next storm system to make an approach by Friday night and into the weekend. For Saturday, clouds will continue to thicken, but it should be dry across the region with light rain and snow developing by around lunchtime. Temperature profiles across the atmosphere on Saturday will still be highly variable, and most valley locations will probably see a good amount of rain through the afternoon and evening mixed with some wet snow. Higher terrain, especially across the mountainous areas, will see more in the way of snow Saturday and Saturday night, and this is where significant accumulation will be possible by Sunday morning. Temperatures on Saturday will range from the lower to middle 30s. Saturday night, temperatures will not drop back much, but more locations will be closer to 32, so some wet snow is possible. Then, as the storm system, which will track right over New England, departs on Sunday, we'll get some more light snow and rain showers on the backside for Sunday afternoon. Highs for the second half of the weekend will once again be in the lower to mid 30s. Drier weather will once again build in for the early part of next week behind this system on Monday and Tuesday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds in the mid 30s, then lower to mid 30s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough over the plains to the Midwest will be reinforced by additional and more potent upper-level energy today. This, combined with a host of surface fronts, will lead to precipitation across portions of the plains into the Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes through tomorrow. Rain is expected for much of the lower Mississippi Valley, but freezing rain will be a threat for the Ozarks, with greater than a tenth of an inch of ice likely. Farther north, 4 to 6 inches of snow is expected for northern Missouri into the upper Midwest and upper Great Lakes. As the surface low pressure system consolidates tonight into tomorrow and moves to the northeast, snow will spread into parts of Pennsylvania, while some freezing rain exists in the Appalachians and just plain rain in the Tennessee Valley, Southeast, and the Mid-Atlantic. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 21 degrees, with a west wind at 53, gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 46 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 11 degrees, the dew point 6, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.39 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 26, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 5.1 inches of snow for the month, which is 7.8 inches below normal, and 35.3 inches for the season, which is 5.6 inches of snowfall above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 64, set in 1906, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:56 p.m. 9 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with highs in the lower 40s. Thickening clouds Saturday morning with rain and snow developing in the afternoon and continuing into the night. High temperatures in the mid-30s. More snow and rain on Sunday morning, tapering off to rain and snow showers in the afternoon in the mid-30s, a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday in the mid-30s, and mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with highs in the lower to middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.